After the 52nd chapter of the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 52. This chapter, of course, precedes chapter 53, which we're all so familiar with. But of course, in the Bible, when it was written, there were no chapters or no verses. It was all just one long writing. And so, sometimes because of the chapter headings and changes, we miss out the context of the scriptures that follow. And it is interesting to note that verse 13 to verse 15 of Isaiah chapter 52 gives us a complete summary of what Isaiah 53 contains. So you have a digest in the last three verses of chapter 52 of the whole of chapter 53. And you will notice that these are especially pointing to three things. First, we have the person of Christ in verse 13. And then in 14, we have the persecution of Christ. And then at verse 15, we have the power of Christ. First of all, we have his person. He's the servant of God. Think of it, that he was the maker, but he became a servant. He became a servant of God in order that he might save you. And it says here about him, he was the exalted, extolled, and very high Savior. So he was exalted and extolled, and he was extraordinary. There was never anyone like him before. There can never be anyone like him again. Oh, the wonderful person of our Lord Jesus Christ. He deals prudently. How prudently he has dealt with you and me. We're at this table today because the Lord has dealt prudently with him, with us. And he is exalted.
Amen.
God has given him a name that is above every name. He is extolled. That is, he's spoken about. And thank God every Christian speaks about Jesus. More about Jesus would I know. More of his grace to others show. Spirit of God, my teacher, be showing the things of Christ to me. And then he was extraordinary. He's very high. He's beyond our reach.
Nay.
And yet he comes nigh. And we can touch the hem of his garment. What humiliation he gave to himself. And being in the form of God, he became in the form of a servant. And being highly exalted, he stooped to the lowest place in order to bring you to the highest place.
Amen.
So much for his person. And then we have his persecution. As many as were astonished at thee. This is not the word astonished, but astonished. It means turned to stone in fear. What an impression we should have when we think of Christ and the way that man treated him. What did Peter say? They put to death the Son of God. Sin attacked the Son of God and became a murderer of Christ. Oh, how Christ was persecuted when he was upon this earth. There was no room for him at the inn. Foxes had holes, the birds of the air had nests, but the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head. He's despised and rejected of man, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And then we read his visage was so marred more than any man. I don't think we'll ever understand that. On the cross, how hideous the body of Christ became. Every bone out of joint. Rivers of blood flowing down his back from the lash of the whip. Rivulets of blood coming from his head because of the thorns that made up the crown of thorns. Hands flowing with blood. Oh, as the old Puritan said, what had Jesus in his hand at Calvary? His own precious blood. Holding it out to you and me and saying this blood will cleanse you and make you whiter than the snow. Christ had the blood in his hands at the cross, offering men and women his blood for their redemption. His feet. His heart was melted like wax in his bowels. The dogs worried him. The lions put their teeth through him. Read Psalm 22. And you read how he was marred more than any man. The word here in the Hebrew original is, he was unrecognizable as a man. Couldn't be recognized. We hear of people in this terrible disaster and they can't recognize the bodies. But Christ on the cross couldn't be recognized as a man. He suffered. He bled. He died for me. And his form, his visage was marred. What was the outward appearance? It was marred. And his form more than any of the sons of men. There'll never arise a man on earth who'll ever suffer the way Jesus suffered. And then we have his power. He shall sprinkle many nations. The kings that revile him will shut their mouths and be in silence because of his majesty. For that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they have not heard shall they consider. There's a mystery about the gospel, and there's a mystery about the power of Christ. Amen. The wind bloweth where it listeth. Thou hearest the sound thereof, but thou canst not tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. View his person. View his persecution. View his power. And just say, as you take the bread and drink this wine today, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Amen. We'll bow our heads in prayer. We'll ask one of our brethren to lead us to the throne of grace in prayer. Ian, perhaps you would lead us.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving our rest.
Amen. Amen. Everybody said, amen. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. Said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Let's sing verse 3 of the hymn, 657. Let me, like Mary, hear the voice that called her by her name and bid her mourning heart to rejoice and her dear master claim. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. Amen. We will continue in prayer, and some brother will lead us now to the throne of grace. And thank God for the cup which speaks to us of the Savior's covenant and the wine that speaks of his precious blood. Precious, precious blood of Jesus shed for me. Let's give the Lord thanks. Some brother will lead us. Praise God. Oh, I love that drew salvation's blood. Oh, the grace that brought it down to that. Oh, the mighty God that comes. Amen.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege of sitting around this table. And Lord, we thank you for that precious shed blood that was shed on Calvary. Lord, we can say with a hymn writer, was it for me he bowed his head upon the cross and freely shed his precious blood that crimson tide? Was it for me the Savior died? But thank you, we can say it was for me. Yes, all for me, O love of God, so great, so free. O wondrous love, I'll shout and sing, he died for
Hallelujah.
Me, my Lord and King.
Blessed Jesus.
Lord Jesus, thank you for bearing our sin upon your body. Thank you for that precious shed blood. And we thank you today that you're the risen, exalted Savior. And Lord, someday we're going to gather around another table.
Praise
and Lord, we're
God.
Going to sing your praise forever.
Praise the Lord.
Lord Jesus, we pray, Lord, Amen. That we'd leave this house today, that others will see that we've been with thee. Thank you for your word this morning. Thank you for your word of encouragement.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we just pray that you'll bless and undertake, for we ask it all in thy wonderful name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. And everybody said, Amen. The Lord Jesus also took a cup, and when he had supped, he said, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for many for the remission of sins. Drink ye all of it. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you just show forth the Lord's death till he come. We hold the cup until everyone's served, and then we'll all partake together. And you can leave the empty cup in the little receptacle for you in the pew. May I be willing, Lord, to bear daily my cross for thee. May I be willing, Lord, to bear daily my cross for thee, even my cup of grief to share. Thou hast borne all for me, lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me. Lead me to Calvary. Fill me, O Lord, with thy desire for all that know not thee. Then touch my lips with holy fire to speak of Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me. Lead me to Calvary.
Jesus' name.
Let's all partake together.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine.
Praise God.
For thee all the pleasures of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. O blessed Jesus, take our thanks for the bitterness and the sorrows and the agony thou didst bear for us. When thou drank for us hell's cup and took the wrath that we deserved into your own bosom, and shed thy precious blood for our redemption. We thank thee that you have blood in your hand, and you offered it unto God as a sacrifice for our sins. O God, keep the fragrance of this feast before us this week. Keep us near the cross. Separate us now with your blessing.
Yes, Lord.
For Jesus' sake. Amen. And amen. Amen.